We got a big one coming up in Athens here this weekend as Athens Academy gets set to take on Prince Avenue. This is round number two of the season, and we bring in Athens Academy head coach Josh Alexander. Coach, good morning. Thank you for taking a few minutes this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
And I know this is a fun time of year, but I guess it's also a stressful time of year as well when you're getting ready for an opponent like Prince Avenue, especially one you've already seen and you're very familiar with.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Our kids are excited about this week, and you know, we're just excited to be in the semis, and it's a great opponent we get to play, and you know, and it's going to be a tall task.
Well, you've had success here already at Athens Academy, getting this far and farther in the postseason. So, what is about this team, or is this team? You know, I know every team has a different personality. What is the one personality trait or whatever that you've seen in this team that might be a little bit different from some of the others that you've had?
Well, this is a group that I sort of came in with, you know, as my first year. They were freshmen, and so I've got to grow them up, and it's been a lot of fun watching them grow up to be who they are, you know. And so we just have great leadership and great kids, great parents, and great community. You know, it's a lot of fun to be part of this. For me to sit here and say that I had a large role in this, I would have to say that I did not, because this place has been winning a long time before I got here. And just when you have such great support from the community and the leadership of the school, it's just a lot of fun to be part of.
Talking with Athens Academy head coach Josh Alexander as the Spartans get set to host Prince Avenue on Friday. When you guys met, what I guess it was about a month or so ago, that was a crazy game. You guys ended up winning 31-27. Did you know at the time, or did you think at the time, this certainly might have some kind of playoff implications where we might get a home game out of this in the postseason? Or what were your thoughts after that game back then?
We knew that this could work out this way, and you know, our kids are excited to play it for the second time. You know, everybody says it's hard to beat a good team two times, and you know, so hopefully that's not true. They are a great football team, well coached, and the way the brackets fell, it was either play Prince Avenue or Eagles Landing. So this time of the year, you're going to play somebody really good anyway. So why not make it Prince Avenue?
Has it gotten to the point now? Because I've had a couple other coaches tell me that, you automatically look and see what side of the bracket that that Eagles Landing is on. Has it gotten to that point with them? I know you're not thinking about them right now, but is it something you glance at when the playoffs get started?
Well, I told my coaching staff, I said, well, if we get them first, second, or third round, it's a good thing we do. If we beat them, man, we'll be chest bumping each other and high five. If not, we'll be drinking coffee with our wives. So you can end it early, or you can play them early. So it's when you're in the playoffs, you know, I feel like we've played two really good teams the last 2 weeks. You know, the team we played Calvary Day last week looked a lot like Eagles Landing, you know, and you know, when the time ran out there, I looked at one of my coaches and said, how in the world did we just win this game? But it's that time of the year, and we're excited to play. And we've been outside in the cold weather and listening to Christmas music at practice. So as corny as that sounds, that's sort of what our kids are excited about doing.
Hey, well, Coach Henderson used to always say every year, Billy Henderson used to always say every year, hey, if you're practicing on Thanksgiving Day, that's a good thing. And if you're practicing after that, that's an even better thing. So I know that's how you guys approach it also.
We always said, you know, the last few years we wanted to eat Thanksgiving breakfast together. We ate it as a community and as a team. And then we want to listen to Christmas music at practice. And we've had Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer playing all week. So we're pretty pumped about that.
Athens Academy head coach Josh Alexander, how well do the players on each team know each other?
I think they know each other very well. You know, they have played Little League together. It's like any community. When I was at Parkview Brookwood, or, you know, Washington Wilkes and Lincoln, and, you know, you could go down Clark Central, Cedar Shoals. Everybody, you know, they played each other. They played each other up through Little League. They've been on the same team. You know, they spend the night together. You know, we have some kids that we used to go to school there, you know. And so it's a great rivalry. We love being part of it, and our people are excited to be part of it.
It hasn't taken you very long to get into this rivalry either, since you took over at Athens Academy.
It did not. Coach Heron, my first year here, really baptized me into it by just kicking our teeth in. You know, by, I think it was like 180-0, so that was a good one. In the second year, Coach Vandegrift sort of did the same thing. I think that was 140-0. So, but the last 2 years, our kids have played well, and it's been a lot of fun.
Well, you guys are ranked number one. Do you feel like you have, you know, the target on your chest, or do you feel like that's not necessarily, you know, like you said, there's so many good teams that are in the top four, top five, top six. How do you approach these big games when you are, you know, when people see number one Athens Academy?
Our kids have sort of played with a chip on their shoulder the last 3 weeks, including the region championship. Three games, everybody's picked us to lose. We just happen to be the number one team in the state of Georgia by power rankings. Whether that's good or bad, I don't know. But I know that every week, and I think people are picking us to lose this one. So our kids know what's going on, and they're smart, and they're excited to play it, and they're excited for the challenge. And everybody's telling them there's no way you can beat this group twice. And the only football game I've ever bet on was when I was a student at UGA, and it was the Alabama-Florida game, and I said there's no way Alabama can beat Steve Spurrier two times, and I lost money. So we'll just see how it goes.
Do you feel, this is a little off topic, do you feel like the single A side of things will ever again be the public schools and the private schools playing against each other?
I think it's good. I really like that, you know, but I do know how people feel about private schools. You get stamped into a or put into an area that there's just a lot of it's not true. And some of it is true, but you know, I think it's coming down the road where they're just going to divide everybody. Hopefully they will not, but I think it'll be private on one side and public playing public. I think during the regular season, you'll have some crossover games where private plays public, but I can see it going that direction. But you know, we're excited to play Friday, and you know, we got a tall task ahead of us, and so we'll see how it goes.
Talking with Josh Alexander, the head coach at Athens Academy, what makes Coach Vandegrift's son such a great quarterback for them? Because we do hear a lot of talk about him, and what problems and what's he going to pose for you guys Friday night? And I know you've already played against him this year, but tell us a little bit about him and what you got to do to get ready for him.
He does everything really well, especially to be as young as he is. He's big. He runs the ball really well. You know, if you flush him from the pocket, that's what he really likes to do. He can sit in the pocket and throw it. You know, he's just a really talented kid in every aspect of it. He throws every ball well, deep, middle, the medium balls. He'll RPO you to death, and then, you know, if you leave eight in the box, he's liable to run four of them over, and then, you know, I mean, he's as good as I've seen in many years.
Well, Coach, thank you for taking a few minutes. I know it's a busy week for you guys. Certainly a fun week, nonetheless. Is the do the players still have the you know, of, I mean, some have been to Mercedes-Benz and played inside. In fact, it was weird last year, wasn't it? You guys weren't like half the games canceled, but you guys ended up getting to play in the stadium, so it was. It was a weird year, I guess, as far as what happened weather-wise. But how much of a motivating factor is it maybe for the players to know that if they do win the game, they get to go play in a big venue like Mercedes-Benz Stadium?
It was a weird game last year. You know, we were the first high school game to play in that stadium. You know, and then we go in there and the game ended up like it ended up, and we walk out and there's. We're covered in snow and nobody can get home, and you know, and so it was a lot of, I know the game ended up, but it was a great honor to play in that. And then our kids are really motivated. They want to go back and do it again. They would like to have a second shot, just the way it turned out last year. You know, they want to go play in Mercedes-Benz, but they also want to go try to play that game again.
So did you guys actually get stuck over there, or were y'all able to make it back?
We were about to get on 85 to head to Athens, and about that time we got a phone call from one of our wives and said, do not get on 85. So we went down through Conyers, 20 to Conyers, and I said, guys, the way we played, let's just eat Burger King. So we ate Burger King, and that's about all we deserved. We said that was about the only thing we could get into, and everybody ate a Whopper, and we hugged each other's neck and moved on. That's about all we deserved to eat that day.
Coach. Well, anyway, I know that was a strange day for sure, and it was the taste of getting that close, and I know y'all want to be able to do that again. Thanks again. I'm telling you, good luck. I'm gonna tell Coach Vandegrift good luck tomorrow as well. Not gonna play sides with you guys. It's turned into a great rivalry here, and I know that makes it a lot of fun for Athens. So I'm looking forward to seeing how Friday comes out. But as I said, best of luck to you guys. Best of luck to Prince as well. And thanks again, Coach, for taking some time. And we'll catch you down the road.
Well, thank you for all that you do.
All right, Coach. That's the head coach, Athens Academy, Josh Alexander.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.